SRN News, I'm John Scott. 2025 begins with carnage in New Orleans. Correspondent Jennifer King reports on a mass casualty crash in the city's French Quarter that law enforcement says was intentional.
Fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick.
We know we have 10 people that this man killed on Bourbon Street.
Kirkpatrick says there were at least 30 people injured and two officers were wounded in an exchange of gunfire. I'm Jennifer King.
The driver killed in the firefight with police following that attack. Investigators recovered a handgun and an AR-style rifle after the shootout. Law enforcement identified the suspect as a 42-year-old man. The man's name, Shamsuddin Jabbar, a U.S. citizen. Investigators were working to gather additional information about Jabbar's background and investigating an unfurled black flag that was with the vehicle. The FBI investigating this as an act of terrorism. The Superdome in New Orleans is on lockdown for security sweeps after the incident. The 70,000-seat stadium is set to host a college football playoff quarterfinal game tonight. The Sugar Bowl between Georgia and Notre Dame. No immediate word that that game might be delayed. Also at SRNNews.com, the final payments from a fund for victims of the late Ponzi schemer Bernie Madoff being sent out.
The Department of Justice said Monday that the last disbursement of more than $131 million is being sent out to some 23,000 victims around the world. When all is said and done, more than $4.3 billion will have been paid, equaling about 94% of the losses from Madoff's scam.
That's correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. This is SRN News. Lawmakers in Brazil defend pro-life advocates.
The group of five says the country's left-wing government broke the law when it censored pro-life ads during the 2022 election cycle. The legislators have filed a complaint with the Inter-American Commission on Human Rights, pointing to an uptick in censorship by the administration since 2019. Meanwhile, scores of government officials and free speech advocates from around the globe have issued an open letter to Brazil warning about the erosion of free speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to data from Infinity Concepts and Gray Matter Research, evangelical Christians are tithing less to churches these days. The report says the proportion of evangelicals giving to a church fell from 74% to 61% over the last 3 years, and the percentage who gave to a nonprofit or ministry outside of church fell from 58% to 50%. This is SRN News. For some, a new year means a new chance to get in shape.
Getting in shape and losing weight is the number one New Year's resolution. Again, but those in the fitness industry say to take it slow and build up your exercise routine. You didn't gain weight overnight, and you're not going to lose it overnight. They suggest starting out walking and then walking further each week. A U.S. News and World Report study shows about 80% of New Year's resolutions fail by February, largely due to unrealistic goals. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Taiwanese President Lai Ching-te has pledged to strengthen the island's defenses in the face of escalating Chinese threats. Lai said in a New Year's address that Taiwan was a crucial part of what he called the line of defense of democracy globally. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.